We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Friday night, and we're at Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets continuing their homestand here this evening as they play host to the Johnnies from St. John's University. I'm John Garver, and as always, we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And a week ago, coach, the team picks up its 10th win of the season, a nice 5-2 win over Northland.
Yeah, it was a good effort, and, you know, it was good to kind of get back after it after our, you know, for a one-game weekend after our tournament. You know, it was a pretty quick turnaround going from the tournament. Come back from break, going into a tournament, and then having, playing on a Sunday, giving off a Monday, and then kind of getting into it to a game last weekend. So it was a good effort by our guys. You know, Hector played really well. It was good to see, you know, some guys score again, too. We got some other guys into the lineup, got to see what that looked like as well, and we ended up on the favorable side of the coin, and it was fun.
Two guys who got in the lineup last Friday, David Kaplan, Martin Yell, haven't seen a ton of action this year, both of them picking up their first points of the season. Got to be happy with the way those two played.
Monday through Thursday every week, it's like, you know, Garves, you do our lineup, you do our line charts. You're usually calling me by 2 o'clock. I'm like, I need 10 more minutes. So it's tight, and those guys came in, and, you know, Yell brings a dimension of speed and effort. And you know, it was a nice play to York on his goal. And, you know, Cappy's played a couple more games than him. And, you know, Cappy's just a really smart player. You know, he put a ton of work in the summer with Scotty Herbster and over down in Chicago, and he did a great job with Cappy. And Cappy's, you know, stronger than he's ever been. He's probably faster than he's ever been. He's got a good head for the game, and, you know, I wouldn't be shocked to see, you know, more of those guys kind of getting in the lineup a little bit more here down the stretch. And, you know, it's just a testament to the depth that we have up at the forward group right now. We could, you know, we've changed lines every game but one, and it keeps guys going. We can have lineups for certain types of games that we think we're going to be playing based on the opponent, of speed, or if they're bigger and stronger, and we can kind of build more of a grind line. Like, so there's a lot of positives to it for sure, and those two guys did a great job.
One guy who been in lineup the entire season, Dylan Johnson, coming in now as the WIAC reigning player of the week, and had a really nice three games coming in off of the break. Is this what you expected to see out of him? Is there more to him that we haven't seen yet? He's a really solid hockey player.
Well, I think the biggest thing with DJ is he's a 200-foot guy. That's first and foremost. When we were recruiting him and everything else, he has a great stick, he has a good shot, he can skate, he plays bigger than 5'8", like, all those things are great, but his number one skill is his compete level and work ethic. I knew he was going to be fine at any level that he was going to play. We waited to the pretty much right up to the deadline on if he's going to go D1 or not, and I think him coming here allowed, you know, he's got, you know, 13 games in, or whatever many games we've played so far. I don't know if we would have gotten that because, you know, you're dealing with scholarships, you're dealing with NHL draft picks, you're dealing with things at the D1 level. And I think here he's now kind of shining a little bit. And I think his work ethic will always make up for any mistake he has. And, you know, he's found a way to create and use his playmaking abilities within our structure, and it's evident that, you know, he's a ball player. So, you know, we're lucky to have him. He's a great kid. He cares, and he's a good, great teammate, and there's not really any bad things to say about him.
St. John's coming in now here tonight, and one of the uglier records we've seen at 3-5-4. They've tied a lot of games. They're in overtime a lot, which means they've been in just about every single game. That record's a little bit deceiving, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you look at their team stats to our team stats. Offensively, we're team offense to team offense. We're even. Power play, we're even. PK, we're even. I think the biggest difference that we have going for us against them is our team defense versus their team defense. You know, I think they were in a lot of close games. They just ended up on the wrong side of it. Their record, I don't think, indicates as good as they are. I mean, this is a pretty good team coming in here. They want to play a certain way, and, you know, we got to make sure we take that away from them.
They're a team that plays on an Olympic-sized sheet, and your sheet is a little bit smaller. Is that a big adjustment for them, or is that something they probably don't even think of because they're playing so many other games on a non-Olympic-sized sheet?
Well, they'll definitely notice that in Northland tomorrow. I'll say that. Here, you know, we're a little bit bigger than an NHL rink in terms of width, so I think that might help them a little bit in terms of being more familiar, I guess. But again, I think it's more of an adjustment going from a smaller sheet to a bigger sheet than it is a bigger sheet to a smaller sheet. That's just my opinion. I don't have anything to back that up, but they want to play with team speed, and they want to kind of enter the zone with possession. They want to, you know, they want to create that long game and get into kind of a track meet style. And, you know, I think we just have to take those things away and have good back pressure and all that stuff. And, you know, we have to be better, I think, team defensively than them. And our offense will cancel out their offense, and our defense will cancel out their offense.
Going back with Oscar in goal now after not playing last Friday. His last outing was a tough one against Marion. He ended up getting pulled early in the second period. Do you worry about him and how he's going to handle that, or is that past him already and he's ready to bounce back?
I think, you know, for us, that's something we might talk about, you know, to the media or within the coach's room or whatever. But, you know, like, he has to. It's really what it comes down to. You want to be the guy going into WIAC play. Like, you got to. And, you know, Miles did a great job, and Miles is probably going to go tomorrow, and Miles will probably go again next week at some point. And, you know, and it's going to be, we're fortunate to have good goalie depth. I mean, we haven't even talked about Alti yet. You know, like, Alti, quite frankly, deserves to play too. It's just kind of been one of those things. So, you know, Oscar has to, you know, come in with a chip on his shoulder and know, like, I think now he understands more than ever that there's competition. And he, you know, he's a great teammate, Oscar. He's a competitor, and he wants the net. So, you know, show us.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, guys.